Lord, help us to commence with hymn 518. At the birth of Christ our King, angels made the heavens ring, singing with a solemn joy, glory to the Lord on high. 518.
Friends, my text is all regarding the dear Son of God, but it's laid in my heart too. We should read from the Word of God three psalms: Psalm number 8 and Psalm number 115 and Psalm number 148. Psalm number eight, the 8th psalm. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the avenger, the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honour. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all oxen, of sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Also, friends, the 115th Psalm, Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Also, friends, the 148th Psalm, Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapour, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. Dear Lord, oh, thou knowest how we have begun the service here this morning. Oh, especially one feels with our dear friend praying before the service in our hearing, Lord, in the hymn. And Lord, oh, thou knowest how upon our spirit through this last week of time there have been those three psalms. And Lord, how we've come before our friends here now and to gather around thy word. Oh, we beg, dear Lord, oh, do come and be in our midst. Oh, Lord, how we feel it. Oh, what is the house to me, unless the Master there I see? Oh, we do want to know that favour, Lord, of thy blessed presence, known and felt here to be with us. Jesus in the midst. Dear Lord, do come. Oh, we want to praise thee, a triune God. Oh, thou holy Father, thou hast given thy dear Son. And, oh Lord, we know now he is enthroned in highest bliss at thy right hand above. Oh Lord, we look to thee. We are poor, finite, mortal, men and women and children, creatures of a day. Oh Lord, we are frail. We are the grasshoppers, Lord. Thou sittest on the circle of the earth. But oh, we beg thee, as thou hast so favoured us, we feel it, Lord. We want to come with thanksgiving and praise for what thou hast done, for how good thou art, for thy loving kindness, for thy wonderful, merciful kindness, to poor, guilty, unworthy sinners. Lord, we're all sinners here. Oh, we trust a goodly number know it and feel it. Solemn, solemn fact. But Lord, oh, if thou hast in thy great favour so enlightened us, so brought us to know our state, oh, we are in need to, and should be, in thankfulness of this, Lord, thou hast not left us in the darkness of nature. Oh, Lord, it is a great, vital, important question, am I quickened by his Spirit? Lord, there are those here who have indeed been quickened and are alive spiritually. Lord, we've been reading, we've been singing of thy Israel and reading of thy Israel. Lord, thy Israel, spiritually understood, is born from above. And O Lord, here's thy dear people, thy dear children gather. Oh, we pray, Lord, with exercise, that thou wilt bless them, feed them, favour them, Lord. May there be that which shall be in the word and applied by the Spirit to do them good. Oh, Lord, may we have real worship. Oh, that our spirits might even be so blessed to ascend where congregations ne'er break up and Sabbaths have no end. Who knoweth, Lord, how we sung in the blessed view of prospect, Lord, of that eternal weight of glory which thou hast laid up for them that love thee, them whom thou hast set thy love upon, and by thy constraining love, causing them to make returns of love again. We beg for this, Lord, who exercises by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, come, let thy bright beams arise. Lord, as we're at this season of the year, you know, if we've been very troubled, that we so easily get caught up with the things of festivity, so-called. Well, Lord, oh, we want to remember thee. We want a glimpse of thee, Lord. We want to know thy sweet presence with us. Oh, Lord, that thou wouldst shed abroad thy love in many a heart in these cold days, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know in the earth it's appointed in winter. Thou descend the snow, the sun in summer and the snow and the rain. Oh, thou art our great creator. Oh, the great God over all, as we've read. We want to acknowledge thee, Lord, in all thy sovereignty and majesty, thy justice and thy grace. Oh, Lord, we pray, do come among us here, that we may have a Sabbath of favour and blessing, and it might all be to thy honour and glory. Oh, we do look back, Lord, at this time. Through the past year, we're a year near eternity since we gathered here last on this day. Lord, thou knowest the solemnity of this that some specially feel. And Lord, thou art taking thy people home, removing from the earth, Lord, so many. Many ushered into eternity, and thine own people gathered home. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we do pray, prepare us, Lord. May it be a solemn concern in each one. Oh, prepare me, gracious God. And Lord, all regarding our future days, as long as they are given us, appointed for us, Lord, of thee. Oh, Lord, our exercise. Oh, we are concerned regarding it, that it might be that we may live to thy praise. Oh, Lord, holy me. Oh, sanctify us by thy Spirit. Oh, separate us to thyself. Oh, give us that grace to forsake the world and all the things of the trifles of the day. Oh, that we might have eternal favour, blessed with eternal realities, given light and prospect, Lord. Oh, Lord, to look forward to that eternal weight of glory laid up for those that love thee. Oh, Lord, come, we beg. But, oh, Lord, too, may we be able to leave all the cares of our daily lives. Lord, they are important cares, concerns, Lord. And, oh, we would pray for our friends that they would order all things. We believe their will for thy people, and make a way in the wilderness still, and provide by the way unto the end. But, oh, Lord, do give that favour, a spiritual favour. Oh, that we might lay up treasures where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal. Oh, Lord, so bless, so teach. Oh, may there be that true favour to grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, as we're going on, still carrying about a body of sin and death, still got the old man, Lord, we pray for grace that it might be so our favour to know the subduing of the old nature, and that grace might reign. Be with us each, Lord. We pray for the little ones and young people, Lord. Be with them, help them, Lord, teach them. Oh, if it could please thee to begin in them in early days. Oh, if it could please thee to bless them with thy teaching. And knoweth how this people here are concerned for that right teaching in the Sunday school. But, Lord, they are aware of it, that they need thee. They look for thee to teach the young, Lord, to begin in them according to thy will, the quick and dead sinners into life. Oh, to bring them to know thy favour, thy wonderful grace. Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to know the favour, Lord, of true need of salvation. Oh, to be burdened over sin, and be brought and taught and led. Oh, here we sing sweetly, Lord, he led me on with placid pace to Jesus as my hiding place. May the dear young people know this favour in the reality of it, Lord, and may they be so blessed in early days, if it could please thee, Lord. Oh, how many snares this will save them from. Oh, Lord, we beg thee, work in the hearts of the young. And may we be witnesses, those of us that are older, may we be witnesses of thy appearing in these ways, Lord, in our families and in the churches, Lord. And may thy dear people here be favoured to witness this, that this and that one is born in her, born in Zion, born of the Spirit, born again. Oh, blessed like Nicodemus, and Lord, in due time to have the witness which he showed so much by his love to thee, Lord. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast done in this past year among the friends here at Swavesey. And, oh, Lord, we are concerned to beg of thee that thou wilt go on. Oh, how sweet the theme, go on, thou mighty prince, thy wonders to make known, till every soul redeemed by blood shall trust in thee alone. Do work, Lord, and go on to work. Oh, we are humbled, Lord, in thy appearing, thy favour, Lord. As one so favoured in the past years we've held it. Oh, how unworthy. And oh, how we are concerned at the theme of the psalm that we've read and begun to read, not unto us. Oh, that their minds have all the glory, Lord. Oh, Lord, this is what we would be first concerned for, and to pray with single eye to thy glory, to live unto thy praise. Help us each, Lord. Oh, and do save us from all the treachery of our old nature, the wiles of Satan, oh, the snares he sets, pride, self-righteousness, self-esteem. May they all be laid down. Oh, may we be self-renouncing, grace admiring, made unto salvation wise. So help us, Lord. Be with dear friends who have felt weakly through illness, Lord, and those that are still affected in this way. Oh, raise them up, Lord. May, as the days go on, they feel that restoring. Oh, Lord, be with them. So bless. And, oh, Lord, as this is perhaps to be used of thee for a sign, oh, how they need spiritual reviving, spiritual restoring. Thou knowest how it is that thy way to teach is sometimes led in these ways, thy people led in these ways to consider. Oh, our frailty, our being laid low, our sickness, Lord, especially the sickness of sin and guilt. But, oh, Lord, to know that blessed healing. Seek my soul no other healing but in Jesus' balmy blood. So bless thy people. Lord, oh, we remember those, we think of this time of lost loved ones in this past year. Oh, we bear them before thee, Lord. May the comfort of thy love surround them, Lord. Oh, may they feel blessedly upheld. Oh, Lord, thy love, thy comfort thou canst give. Oh, is that which is the upmaking portion of everything. Lord, we pray, oh, comfort those that mourn. We think of, Lord, those two, thy servants who are in those powers of illness, Lord, especially we remember dear Mr. Crowd, who's laboured so much here over so many years. Be very near him, Lord. We are understanding, given to know, he is proving this, that grace, that favour. Now I look back so many years when he preached to us at Ashwell, great grace was upon them all. Oh Lord, be very near him now. Oh, we're thankful to know they were near him and with him. And Lord, oh, we think of two, our friend Mr. Field, our former pastor at Ashwell, and now with his pathway now, oh, how thou dost cause it to come. Oh, sanctify this to him, Lord. Oh, we believe it is in thy will. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how we think of him day by day, and pray thou wilt be with him and near him and teach him and sanctify to him these things. O Lord, be with all the sick and afflicted. We think of many, we know up and down the earth, in our land here, the little hills of Zion. O, be with them, help them, Lord, and bless. So also we remember thy servant, Mr. Hope, Lord, with his more mental illness that we understand it is. O Lord, be with him. Be near him, Lord. Oh, Lord, do speak to him. Oh, Lord, sanctify this time of experiences in. Lord, thou knowest we have so many on our mind and our heart to pray for. But, oh, Lord, hear us for them as we cry to thee. Pray to thee day by day for them. And, oh, Lord, be with them. And Lord, as we think of those things we've had to be involved in the past year, oh, where there's been those brought together in holy matrimony, we are thankful for that, Lord, for thy favour in that. And others, Lord, in the future days, what is appointed in their pathways, Lord, we pray for them all, that thy mercy and kindness and love may be known. Oh, Lord, hear us for all these things. And, oh, look in mercy upon our country still, Lord. We are in a dreadful state. Lord, we are in such a fallen, vile, oh, abominable state now. But thou art still working in the land. We are witnesses of this. And for the sake of thy remnant and those yet to be called by grace, we pray do lengthen out our privileges here still, Lord. O Lord, and in wrath remember mercy. Hear us for all these things, Lord, of our daily concerns for our country and so many, many things that we are seeing and witnessing, Lord, that are concerned to us. And oh, especially, Lord, oh, do come and personally favour us to know thy pardoning love. How we've sung of it, Lord, sung of it yesterday at Stopfold, that wonderful redemption that thou didst come to bring in, to make complete atonement by thy sacrifice, thy sufferings, thy shedding of thy own heart's blood. O Lord, born his people to deliver. O Lord, O we beg, help us to consider thee this day. May we know the favour, the favour granted of real worship, praise, honour and glory to our King, our leader, our glorious leader, captain of salvation, King in Zion. But, O Lord, we know too, when the Son is honoured, the Father's honoured too. This is what we desire. Oh, we beg for that enabling. Oh, that strength, that wonderful favour of the Spirit's work within. Oh, dear Lord, enter thyself and cast out sin, Lord, from us each. We beg for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 403. Come, every gracious heart that loves the Saviour's name, your noblest powers exert to celebrate his fame. Tell all who fear the Lord below the debt of love to him you owe. 403.
Friends, I come with an exercise which I have had upon me for some weeks, with the word to bring before you this Sabbath day, which is found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, and the two verses, 6 and 7, but for this morning, verse 6, that is the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Feeling much humbled, friends, of late, looking back over the year, coming to this season, this last Lord's Day of another year, we have felt much pondering, meditation upon these words. Really, through being led to look back 40 years, even toward 50 years, but I think it's 46 actually, 45 or 6 years since this text was blessed to my soul and was the means of God in the message of the servant of God to bring me into the favour of gospel liberty. So you may be able to understand how we've been led to ponder these words of this verse. It's the sixth verse, especially at this time. And especially thinking of you, and I hope praying for you, and watching for souls among you, as we have thought of things regarding you and your situation here, we have been so led to ponder how we come to sing here together on a special evening, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me his praise should sing. And it is in that way, friends, if you can understand it, that we were led to those psalms, to read those psalms here this morning, that we might have them as a kind of background, I shouldn't perhaps say background, foundation of our ponderings and exercise of considering these things today. You see, although in those psalms is such an acknowledgement of the precious name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, there's such an acknowledgement of the sovereignty of God, the great God, the Creator of all things, the great God over all, the living God, Jehovah. He is the God, the living God, and oh, his love and mercy to poor, lost, hell-deserving sinners. These are the wonderful things of the foundation truths that we want to be considering today, and especially this wonderful gift of gifts that appears even in prophecy of Scripture and now in gospel days has come. John, in his wonderful writing of his first epistle, he writes, and we know that the Son of God is come. And oh, how he goes on and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, this is the true God, an eternal life. Friends, are you? Am I? In the secret of these things, of God's wonderful favour to poor lost mankind. Oh, has God so brought you to know your interest in God's great salvation, your interest in the work and sacrifice, death, glorious resurrection, and Christ in his holy office is now, as he's ascended up on high. Oh, are you? Is this all, in your case, is this all as given and revealed by the Spirit to you, so that you can say simply, Jesus is the one thing needful. I, without him, perish must. And is it your prayer, Holy Spirit, make me heedful, help me in his name to trust. Unto us a child is born. Unto us, is that true? Is that true concerning you and me personally? Unto you, unto us, a child is born. Did the Lord Jesus Christ, did he come for you? Oh, was he born by birth mysterious according to the holy will of God for you? We sing also, born is people to deliver, born to set the captives free. Oh, friends, did he come for you? You know, this is really the very vital base point, ground of consideration of how we stand, how we are going to be forever and ever. Did the Son of God, can we say humbly, unto us a child is born. You know, in the family, you dear families here, dear mothers and fathers especially, you can say concerning your children, unto us a child is born, given to you, wonderful gift. How we read the gift of children, wife being as a fruitful vine by the size of thy house. The head of the house, the husband, the wife as a fruitful vine by the size of thy house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. That's the natural gift. But the great, stupendous gift of heaven. God the Father gave his dear Son to come to the earth, to redeem the church, to suffer in their ruined place instead, to bear the curse and shame, the guilty sinners such as I. Can you say, mine plea, his gracious name? Oh, friends, does he come? Has he come for you? Oh, has he come to suffer for you? Do you have some hope of this? Has God given you earnest, deep, solemn concern, the need of Saviour? We need a Saviour. This will be brought into us, given us to solemnly know, if we're God's children. God works by convicting, convincing the sinners of their sin, making them know their need of a Saviour. And when they are blessed to know the Lord as their Saviour, they can begin to sing, like we've been singing this morning. Yes, to sing from their heart, praise to God. Yes, they can. Unto us a child is born. And if you look at the context here, and if you look at the context of the previous chapters, you know it was a dark, solemn situation. Oh, everything, and the true people of God, what they felt, and the people of the land, and God's judgments on the land. And you know, if you consider it, and consider the context of that, that was so, is so recorded of the history of what was in place at the time. The Assyrian army was coming in to colonize the land. If you go to Micah's prophecy, you read there, this man shall be the peace when the Assyrian shall come into the land. And you think of that spiritually, friends. Oh, there's so much in the context here that is so poignant. Oh, so much that such a need. When it's spiritually considered, as God gives light and understanding to his people, they see the situation of the land and the days of this time of the prophet, this dimness, this darkness, gross darkness we read is covering the people. But oh friends, when God's people are given life, they are begun to be given to light. And they begin to see light in God's light. And this is how you know your dark, solemn, awful state. But oh, at this time, there is then that purpose being brought about by the Spirit's teaching, the need of the Saviour, need of that one to come for you. Oh, to come and enter into you, that you might know and believe in him, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer. Friends, we want to consider these things. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And you know the son of God. And if we are born of the Spirit, you know we are brought by God to be given to know he's taken us in hand. He begun to work in us and work for us. One of the hymn writers says, "He'll for thee work, and in thee too, and guide thee right, and bring thee through, and the Lord will be working in you, teaching you if you're born of the Spirit." And you know, as the Lord's working in you, he's making you feel what you are, what your need is, what a wretched state you're in, your sin and guilt. God teaches his people the malady of their sin and guilt, and he makes them know they need saving from it. You might try to save yourself from your sin and guilt by trying to reform your ways, trying to do different, trying to be better, but you find you can't. You can't produce righteousness. You can't bring yourself into a state of being accepted with God. Sin's about you, in you, all about you. Oh, this is a malady you can't save yourself from. No other can save you from. It's none but Jesus can do these helpless sinners any good. Oh, then you can really, really be brought to see and appreciate and with an exercise. Oh, how much you need God's salvation. How much you need to know this dear person and the holy work he came to do, the dear Son of God. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Now these words here, of course, are prophecy. I know they're put in the terms of the words as if it is happened. It's already happened. I believe you must consider that as it is according to the holy mind and will of God. That is how it was laid down in prophecy. we can actually follow these words and understand these words in gospel days, the Lord has actually come. He has really come. He has really truly come and lived here on the earth, went about doing good, setting his face as a flint toward Jerusalem, that he might go there to suffer, bleed and die. He has suffered, bled and died, sacrificed himself, and the Father's laid on him all the iniquity of the church. He has come, like we mentioned John's acknowledgement of it. But friends, oh, the further words of this text, and his name shall be called Wonderful. This is what really, really found me, was made such a blessing to me, because the Lord was actually working in me to make me, cause me to know him as Wonderful. Are there souls here? As we bring these things before you, you can acknowledge he is made so wonderful to me. The Son of God is made so wonderful to me. You know, I go back to when I was able to testify this to the late Mr. J.S. Green, who did eventually baptize me after a few years. You know, oh, the delight in that dear godly man's heart when I was able to tell him about this wonderful Saviour, this wonderful Jesus. His name shall be called Wonderful. See, this word is in prophecy, friends, but now in gospel days, this is the very reality of what souls know. What souls witness, what precious souls who are loved of God are brought to witness and to say, to tell of, to testify of, and they are brought by God's grace to call the dear Son of God by his holy name, Wonderful. Wonderful Saviour. Wonderful. The word wonderful is a word which is a kind of infinite word. Wonderful. You can't, as it were, get to the point of seeing all what it means. It's wonderful. It's a kind of eternal word. It is the eternal word. His name shall be called Wonderful. It's such a great, vast, explaining word. His name shall be called Wonderful. Because he's done everything for poor sinners, for lost, hell-deserving sinners. His name shall be called Wonderful. But friends, in you and in me, if we are God's children and God has done some of those things in us and for us, like we've already been, I hope, led by the Spirit to mention, you know, it says his name shall be called Wonderful. It's the will of God. It's the will of God the Father for you, in you. You know, it is a solemn thought with me, a solemn exercise, because all the time the Lord has been leading me to ponder these words, especially in this past fortnight or more, God has also given me another word, and not that I would bring it or mention it as a text today, but there's been another word, as it were, I know this is perhaps the wrong phrase, but as it were, ringing in my ears. That's not quite the right way to explain it. But it's been with me so much. Another word. His name shall be called Wonderful. That's the word we're considering. Now this other word is this. the words of Paul the Apostle. And God's given me it to bring before you this morning. The words of Paul the Apostle that have been on my mind are these, found in Romans, the Epistle to the Romans. Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. Now I know there are many angles to that, but there's one particular angle to that which is upon my spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful. Now that's the will of God. And it's the will of God, I believe, relating to and concerning each one of his children. Now we can be in sin of neglectfulness, of disobedience, even when we've been blessed and favoured and are going on in our pathway, and we're perhaps inside knowing and feeling the wonderful favour of God. But have we made it known? Have we told of it? It says his name shall be called Wonderful. And I believe this is in the Church of God. And it is to be heard and witnessed and acknowledged in the Church of God. His name shall be called Wonderful. It's the people of God so blessed and favoured, and they have an accountability upon them, God gives them, that they must call his name Wonderful. They must acknowledge him as the wonderful Saviour, the wonderful Redeemer. They must acknowledge him as this, live unto him and show forth his praise. His name shall be called Wonderful. Can you see? It's laid in my heart, according to the will of God, I trust. Because this is a word of prophecy of what will be witnessed and known in the Church of God in gospel days. It's not so much what is actually said and acknowledged at the time when it was recorded. Of course, there were those who knew it, God's own people. But this word in prophecy is for that time, I believe, for the most part, the greater part, when gospel day is brought in, when the Son of God has come, when he's walking this earth, when he is going about doing good, when he's performing miracles, and in gospel days, God's people have more light and are more accountable, have greater responsibility, if I may say carefully, in gospel days, according to the word of God, the commands of God, oh, the way God has so set it in his word is so clear, and here I believe is a particular part of the word of God relating to gospel day. Now, can I bring a question to you? Are you in gospel day? Well, you say, yes, the new dispensation is brought in. But are you spiritually, personally, in gospel day? You may say, well, I have to say I have a lot of darkness. Do you closely consider how it is with you that you have this time and maybe a long season of very dark feeling and condition? Has God years back blessed you? Did he give you tokens of his love? Have you made known his wonderful favour? Have you testified of it? Are you in darkness now because of your disobedience? There's all those kinds of questions which nature will try to shrug off and neglect to consider. But, oh, friends, they're important points to consider. And if you're favoured with grace, they will be close to you, important to you. Consider where you are, how you stand. his name shall be called. Wonderful. I know in my case, I was blessed in 1964 with these words, and it wasn't until 1972 I actually told of them before the Church of God at Stockfold. But you know, they were dark days, deep days, solemn days, in between, before we told of his love, before we were able to testify, his name shall be called. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, what a favour it is when a soul can feel that liberty, blessed with that liberty to tell of his love, to tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. I know you will not, and I would not put it before you in any way to encourage you to tell of something you don't know. But if you do know his love, if you do know his favour, oh, it says, his name shall be called. Wonderful. It is something like that. It is parallel in a sense to that that we sung. And I didn't know on the evening of our gathering together on that special occasion when our friend followed the Lord, I didn't know at that time that hymn had been previously sung here, but I have been informed of it since. But you know, especially as we sung those words, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, who like me his praise should sing? And I felt, well, any soul's been blessed, and maybe not so completely blessed, perhaps you may say, as their friend was, but you know, whatever the Lord's done is precious. And who like me his praise should sing. Notice the language, should sing. And I believe that really found our friend. I know he did. And I pray that others might know it. It's the Lord's work. It's not for the minister to prompt it. And I wouldn't want to do that. But friends, his name shall be called Wonderful. The royal worship in the Church of God is centered around this truth, centered around this prophecy, this that is now fulfilled in that the Lord has come and he's done all things for the church. He has finished, he said in his great high priestly prayer to his Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And oh, in these gospel days, friends, and here at Swavesey Chapel and our own, and in all the little hills of Zion, his name shall be called Wonderful. Yes, by those souls whom God is working in by the Spirit to bless them, favour them, because let's consider it closely, the very work and operation of the Spirit in a soul is to make them know their need. God makes them know their danger. Oh, we sing of it sometimes. Teaches his people their danger and their refuge too. And if he's done that in you, and if you don't know anything of that at all, friends, I fear you're not in a real religion. You know, God's people will be taught by God in his time, I know, not to be careful that it is the flame is sometimes so gentle, and I wouldn't want to quench it. But you know, if God's working in you, that's the witness of his love to you. Nothing else is. Not your chapel going is no witness of confidence that God loves you. Have you been brought up? It's what God's doing in you. The apostle said, in a very clear way, he said, it is God which worketh in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. I went to chapel years and years, until I was nearly 18, and I didn't know anything of these things. Didn't know any need. And you know, that's a solemn thing. I would say it carefully and tenderly to you young people. You know, if you keep coming to chapel and just thinking you're all right, you go on like that all your days, you won't be found in heaven. Alas, you know, we can't merit heaven by our careful living, chapel going, not the best of our devotions that we might have. God must begin to work in you, to teach you, to make you know you need a Saviour. You know, we are all sinners, lost, ruined in the fall. We need saving. And oh, we don't know we need it by nature. We need to be brought by God. And if God loves us, He will bring us to know our need of being saved by grace. One in His name is wonderful, because there are ever so many more names which are so correct and perfectly applicable and given to the Son of God. If you go through the scriptures, you'll find, and if you keep writing them down, you'll find you've got a very, very long list of names, which are the names of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful. Sometimes when people quote this word, they immediately put in another word almost automatically. It's not automatic, it's because it's the work and influence of the Spirit in a person. I've often quoted these words, and I've said His name shall be called Wonderful Saviour. That seems to aptly calm. Because He is. He's the Saviour. Saviour of lost mankind. Saviour of the whole Church of God. He gave His life to save. To save sinners from sin and death and hell. Suffered, gave, shed His holy blood to save. He saves from sin. We bless His name and draws our wandering feet to heaven. This is the Son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful. And as I said, Saviour. And not to add to scripture, but they are there. Those names are there, they're His names. Counselor. Counselor. You might think, well, this is the Son of God who's going to teach me all things. Yes, that's true, if you're a child of God. But oh, it's more than that. Counselor. You know, in the court of law, in their land and in other lands where there's the system of justice which is wholesome and right, you know, there'll be the counsellors. Counsellor to plead. And this is the Son of God. He's in heaven now, at God's right hand. His name shall be called Wonderful Counsellor. And you know, He's a counsellor because you can't plead with God the Father directly. You pray to God. But what God teaches by His Spirit is that His people pray to God through Jesus Christ, a counsellor. Oh, you must go through the counsellor. And God will give you that light, that grace, that teaching to know Him as your counsellor, to plead for you in heaven's high courts for good. Oh, His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Oh, yes, because He pleads. When you feeling so poor, so guilty, oh, so hopeless, oh, lost and hopeless, you feel your cases. And, oh, friends, you try to pray and it seems you can't gain God's ear. But you know, if you understand, if God gives you understanding of your Lord, as your counsellor. Oh, he pleads for you before the Father. And oh, he's got an all-prevailing plea, friends. Oh, he doesn't plead what you have of merit, because you have none. He pleads his own merit. He pleads what he has done. He pleads that he shed his blood for sinners. He pleads for these individual souls who know their need of him. He pleads how he shed his blood for these poor souls who can't do anything for themselves. Counselor. And of course, he is in highest holy respect in the court of God's justice, because he's the Son of God, declared by the Father to be the Son of God with power. Oh, he pleads as counsellor before the throne. Oh, he's a high priest. He's an intercessor. He's a mediator. And in all this, he's our counsellor. Oh, counsellor to plea before God the Father for you, poor sinners who feel your hopeless condition, your hopeless case. Oh, as ever you try to plead, you feel that God can't hear you. But he can hear you. He will hear you when you plead to your dear counsellor. Oh, when he pleads for you. When you go to him, sometimes when we're in prayer, we seem to find ourselves, as it were, praying more particularly directly to the Lord himself. And some people have criticised people's prayers. You know, I feel very concerned, and felt it in my earlier days, that I felt such a trial and trouble that if I tried to plead with God the Father, he wouldn't hear me. But if I plead in the precious holy name of Christ, oh, he does hear. And as God teaches us, he gives us this favour. Faith he gives to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our all and in all. He's so wonderful, he's our all and in all. And, oh, we plead to God through him. And he is our holy counsellor with the highest, most holy respect, as co-equal with the Father. He pleads for us. Oh, our counsellor above, before the throne of God, in the highest court. You know, people talk about the highest court of the land, which I understand is the court of criminal appeal. And there's the Supreme Court in London, the court of criminal appeal. And if you get right to the highest, it's the Home Secretary in our land. But, oh, friends, the highest courts in heaven. Oh, the Son of God, our counsellor, in the highest court of heaven, directly before the Father, at the Father's right hand. Oh, friends, I think if I remember right, I think people remember today as St. Stephen's Day. You know what was so witnessed in the wonderful record of the death of Stephen. He was, by grace, living his life so well. Remember I said by grace, that he was given to see at the time of his death, and the people looked up, Stephen looked up, and saw the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Father. That's the only place in Scripture, I believe, where you can read the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Father. Oh, he is so acknowledged so wonderfully in the Word. He sits on the right hand of the Father, on the blood-sprinkled mercy seat. But Stephen, by grace, was enduring to the end. Oh, witnessing by grace so well his love to God. And oh, he calls upon God, looking up to heaven, and sees it. Oh, how wonderfully it's recorded. He sees the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Father. Friends, our counsellor stands there. He sits there at God's right hand. He pleads what he has done. He pleads his own merits, and his people are accepted by God the Father in his beloved Son. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Oh, he's equal with God. The Son of God, the Saviour, the dear Redeemer, is equal with God the Father. Such is our God, friends, and such are we, the triune God, equal in holiness and majesty and person and love and mercy, everything, every attribute of the great God Jehovah is all holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, and the dear people have got a favour to know something of it. Oh, do you know your God as the Mighty God? Your Saviour, your dear Redeemer as the Mighty God. No less Almighty at his birth and on his throne supreme. His shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held on him. I believe the earlier word here, the government, is upon his shoulder. Notice it's not in the plural tense, it's a singular word, shoulder, his shoulder, meaning him himself. He is equal with the Father and with the Holy Spirit, his shoulder, his part, his holy, perfect part in the whole deity of God. And here on earth, walking this earth, the Son of God, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Everything appointed, ordered, all the will of God is upon his shoulder. He must come to suffer, bleed and die to redeem the church. This is what's prophesied. And we know in gospel days he has come and he has suffered, bled and died. And God favours his people. They are brought to know he came for me. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Friends, are you there? Do you know it? Are you in it? Oh, are you in this favour? And oh, if you are, oh, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, he's equal with the Father, friends. He says, I and my Father are one. How blessedly, in a way, so blessedly simply, and yet how holy and how profound. He explained to his disciples, I and my Father are one. Also, there were those Pharisees that were looking on. They couldn't understand him. They couldn't enter into him. But the true disciples were blessed to know him. He revealed to them. They believed him. Believed in him. Are we a true disciple who believes in Christ, believes in him, and believes his holy words? I and my Father are one. And here is the Everlasting Father. I believe particularly this word is to bring a consideration to us now. You know, he cares for the church. Oh, the example of fatherly love, even seen in the Son of God. Oh, his love, so perfect, so full, so free. His everlasting kindness, in love and mercy. Oh, the everlasting Father, because he does, as he explains so clearly, I do always the things which please my Father. Can you see it? He's so one with the Father. And oh, his people, oh, brought to be one with Jesus by eternal union, one is the Prince of Peace. Oh, I've thought of those words this morning, even concerning our own homes, friends, where you dwell. If the Son of Peace be there, what a favour this is. Oh, may we know it more and more. And oh, in the gathering, together in the Church of God, the Son of Peace be there, the Prince of Peace. Oh, we have to leave it for this morning. But friends, these words, so wonderful to me, so blessed to me, and my heart is full with exercise, that the dear Spirit would so bless you, every one of you, if it could be his will, that you might know something of the sacredness that God has favoured a poor preacher to know in these things, these words. Oh, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £735, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the Free Grace Evangelistic Society. Let us close with hymn 766. Sovereign grace our sin abounding, ransomed souls the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul for ever dwell. 766.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything they have seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.